So, principles of sustainability. So, the six principles of sustainability can help a community ensure that its social, economic, and environmental systems are well integrated and will endure. Means, these principles will ensure that the society and everything is well together and it will endure, means it will stay for long, right? And we should remember that although the list of principles is useful, each of them has the potential to overlap and interrelate with some or all of the other. A community or society that wants to pursue sustainability will try to. Okay, so means it will depend on each other. Something will be there in common between all the three: social, economic, and environmental. Right? You're getting okay. So the first is maintain and, if possible, enhance its residents' quality of life. So quality of life or livability differs from community to community. It has many components: income, education, healthcare, housing, employment, legal rights on the one hand, exposure to crime, pollution, disease, disaster, and other risks on the other. One town may be proud of its safe street, high quality schools, and rural atmosphere, while another thinks that job opportunity and historical heritage are what make it an attractive place to live. Each locality must define and plan for the quality of life it wants and believe it can achieve for now and for future generation. So according to the area, different quality of life is there, right? In some areas means there are some high quality of living. In some areas it is just moderate. In some there are jobs, some there are not there. So we should means think that we will develop our condition of living there and also of our future generation. Yes. From now, that is the first thing we should maintain and, if possible, enhance the residents' quality of life. Your quality of life you should maintain and you should try to enhance it. That is the first principle.
First,
okay,
thing we have to maintain properly, and the next thing is we have to, if possible, enhance.
Yeah, and for future, including we should think about the future generation.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
Okay, and the second is enhance local economic vitality. So a viable local economy is essential to sustainability. This includes job opportunities, sufficient tax base and revenue to support government, and the provision of infrastructure and services, and a suitable business climate. A sustainable economy is also diversified so that it is not easily disrupted by internal or external events or disasters, and such an economy does not simply shift the cost of maintaining its good health onto other region or onto the oceans or atmosphere, nor is sustainable local economy reliant on unlimited population growth, high consumption, or non-renewable resources. Okay, so the local economic vitality means whichever the people are using the resources of environment, right, they need to pay the proper taxes and proper maintaining the things, so that if any disaster comes, right, say if earthquake comes or anything comes, that economy should not shake. It should be stable, it should be firm, right? It should have its backup, or it should run smoothly if anything also happens. So this we should develop at first only, right? So this is the second point: enhance local economic vitality.
Welcoming to the next point, economic vitality means having a financial freedom, or
it's not next one, it's the same point.
Freedom, like many of the youth, if they are like not in employing or something, they might be not getting sources. So that if they get sources, they have a opportunity to pay the tax to the government, which in return get in some or the other ways. So if they're not working, they can't pay tax. So if they're not paying proper tax, they might be not getting back for the environment, maybe environment or infrastructure or whatever it may be. So to be economically strong, one has to develop his skills or something, but he has to be employed first, so that there will be some source of income, proper source of
tax.
Yeah, they can pay taxes. There, right. There have to be some proper source of income first. So yeah, money can solve not all, but still money can solve some of the problems. If we can stand strong in that, money can solve all the problems.
So the next point is promote social and integrational equity, right?
Yeah.
So a sustainable community's resources and opportunities are available to everyone, regardless of ethnicity, age, gender, cultural background, religion, or other characteristics. Further, a sustainable community does not deplete its resources, destroy natural systems, or pass along unnecessary hazards to its great-great-grandchildren. Third principle of sustainability is to promote social and intergenerational equity. Means like everyone has the same resources to use, right? You have the resource, I have the resource, everyone has. But instead of just wasting it, we should just use it optimizely, and we should keep that thing to the future generation, right?
Not misuse it.
We should use it properly. And don't destroy the natural ecosystem also. And one more thing, means we should not create some hazards that will be
affected later on.
For the great great grandchildren of ours, they should not say that it was because of future generation. Previous generation. Got it? So under the circle of community sustainability, there are different parts of participatory process: economic vitality, environmental quality, social and intergenerational equity, quality of life, disaster resilience. So the fourth point, that is the fourth principle of sustainability, is
maintain and if possible enhance the quality of the environment. A sustainable community sees itself as existing within a physical environment and natural ecosystem and tries to find ways of coexist with the environment. It does its part by avoiding unnecessary degradation of the air, oceans, fresh air and other natural systems. It tries to replace detrimental practices with those that allow ecosystem to continuously renew themselves. In some cases, this means simply protecting what is already there by finding ways to redirect human activities and development into less sensitive areas. But a community may need to take action to reclaim, restore or rehabilitate an already damaged ecosystem such as nearby wetland.
Okay, so we have to maintain, if possible, enhance the quality of environment. This was the So in short, we have to just avoid unnecessary degradation of the air. It's like we should not pollute, or just we should stop doing the things which are destroying our environment, and with that we should means reclaim, restore or just rehabilitate, and which if there is any damaged ecosystem is there, we should take step to improve it, right? We should just help that ecosystem to grow again. And also with that, we should not which are already ecosystems are there, we should not harm that, and with that we should also improve the existing ones or which has damaged, right? So this is the fourth point. And the fifth point is fifth principle of sustainability is incorporate disaster resilience and mitigation into its decisions and actions. So a community is resilient in the face of inevitable natural disasters like tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods and drought if it takes steps to ensure that such events cause as little damage as possible, that productivity is only minimal interrupted, and that quality of life remains at or very quickly returns to high levels. A disaster resilient community further takes responsibility for the risk it faces and to the extent possible is self-reliant. This is, it does not anticipate that outside entities such as federal or state government can or will mitigate its hazards or pay for its disasters. So we should have the resilient, we should just, our community should have the power to face the inevitable natural disaster. When will we have this? When we take steps to ensure that such events happen as less as possible, right? So we should do some, we should take some steps so that we can minimize the natural
effects,
disasters
effects, huh.
That is the only way, in that way we can just face these problems, right? We should take the steps to minimize the disasters, and we should also take the responsibility to have the risk that it has to, means when we face that things, what are the risks? If you face, if you prepare for that in advance, then we can possibly take the responsibility of that, and does not anticipate that outside entities such as federal or state government can or will mitigate its hazard or pay for its disaster. So this is the point, fifth one. And the sixth one is use a consensus building participatory process when making decisions. Participatory processes are vital to community sustainability. Such a process engages all the people who have a stake in the outcome of the decision being contemplated. It encourages the identification of concerns and issues, promotes the wide generation of ideas for dealing with those concerns, and helps those involved find a way to reach agreement about solutions. It results in the production and dissemination of important, relevant information, fosters a sense of community, produces ideas that may not have been considered otherwise, and engenders a sense of ownership on the part of the community for the final decision. So in this last point, in short, it is that we should include the community to take decisions for sustainability, right? So process engages all the people who have a stake, means whoever the people are who have a stake in the outcome of decision should be told about the ideas of sustainability. So we should just it encourages the identification of concerns and issues, means it encourages them to identify what the issues are regarding the sustainability problems, what are the issues, what are the problems, and how we can come to a solution. So how we can come to an agreement for the solutions, means everyone should agree about the solutions. And when we include the community, so at the end community is having the final decision to do, right? So they have a sense of ownership that yes, we have taken this decision, so we will follow this decision. So we should include community in this for making decisions, so it will just encourage, and also it will give a sense of ownership for the final decision, so they will follow this decision, and it will help for a sustainable environment. So the source of the information was from Quora, and Quora has the source from Natural Hazard Center. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.